Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well.
Slowing it way down there, huh, Jane?
Those who drink.
My name is Jane Catherine Fawcett, and alongside me is Sarah Ann Wells and Christian Stinkin' Warren.
My mother gave me the middle name Stinkin'. So, I'm just kidding.
What's your middle name for real?
My middle name is William.
William.
Yes. There's like this great story by Adam Carolla, who his parents didn't give him a middle name. And so when he went to the DMV at 16, he goes in there and like, you don't have a middle name. He's like, yeah, I know, my parents didn't give me one. He's like, well, you need to have a middle name. So he's like, okay. So he wrote down Adam Lakers Carolla.
My mom was born without a middle name, and she got to choose hers for her 10th birthday.
Oh, wow.
What did she choose?
Marie. Oh, well.
So if you notice, Jane, she gave the intro.
Pretty
and
good one.
It was very good. And welcome to the spout.
Okay, so this is why Christian's face is even Fawcett got to do the spout intro, because Christian's gonna be out of town for the next couple Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
No, wait, this Thursday.
And there's another one that I was gonna ask you about too.
Oh yeah, well, two more intros.
Yeah.
So Christian asked me to do his cleaning for the espresso machine, because as a barista, you have to clean the machine.
Right.
And I told him, yeah, I'd do it, but it's gonna cost you two Spoutcast intros.
Wow.
So this is a big deal.
Yeah.
Now the thing is like I don't trust other people to do my cleaning days, because if it doesn't get done on Thursday, then it's not clean for like 4 days. So yeah. Like, there's only a few people that I trust to do it, and you're one of them, Jane. And so
how
I feel like
you've never asked me to do it.
Well, you know,
guess it says something.
Well, now
I've only forgotten like twice.
I will come back at like 10 o'clock at night if it's not, like,
have
if
you done
I forgot.
That?
I forgot one or 2 days, or I went to like a track meet or something, and I was like, I gotta clean it. So I'd come back at like 10 o'clock to clean
was
it.
Was last Thursday your day?
It was not my day.
I cleaned it.
Yep.
Good job, Sarah. So Jane will be doing the intro here for the next few weeks. So if you're thrown off.
Oh, wait. We're only at two. You haven't officially asked me to clean the next time. So,
Sarah, what would it take if you cleaned the machine for me? Maybe the bet would be lower.
Sweets,
sugary
ice cream,
a bag of gummy bears in here.
Yes,
that would benefit
Sarah
all of us.
Sarah wants
though.
The gummy bears.
Gosh, we haven't had the gummy bears in a long time.
Now, this week's Spoutcast, we've got a couple cool things. First and foremost, we're gonna do a sermon discussion on the sermon from this last week. We started a new series called He Is. However, I'm going to facilitate it. Kevin is not able to make it today. It's just a last minute thing. He's not able to make it today, but I will facilitate the discussion. But I think it'd be weird if I would like talk about my own sermon, or no, you guys don't think that's weird.
Did you listen to any other sermon that any of the other teaching pastors gave?
I read both Greg's and Andrew's sermon, so I know exactly what they were saying.
Well,
we can just see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Let's PBE, play it by ear.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So, what's the music this week, Christian?
Also, we're going to interview Coleman Diffenderfer, an intern at The Well, and we'll talk about internships a little bit and just get a little bit of his background. And apparently, you, Sarah, and Coleman have some history together, so we'll find out what
that
is.
Not that kind of history.
Yeah.
Just a working relationship.
We've just known each other for many years, that's all.
And then we'll close out the show with some spout outs. And, some information as well. Now, this week's music, I have been nonstop listening to, I have not stopped playing a few of their, like all of their albums. You remember the band Yellow Card?
Yes.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to some Yellow Card. So we're going to have some Yellow Card on
like
the show.
Like old school Yellow Card?
Not like old school, like Ocean Avenue Yellow Card, okay. But like a mixture of my favorite Yellow Card songs. Is that
okay.
fair?
Yep.
That fair? I don't know.
Oh, great. Don't tell Daily I said that.
There's a place on Ocean Avenue. Like that, right? And you like that, like, you like the kind of music that Stephen from the Hills likes.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Punky.
Look, I just put music. Nobody listens to the music. It's 60 seconds. We move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
Actually, this week's communion songs, guys. Is that cool?
That's fine. There's no such thing as communion songs.
Ay, ay, ay. All right. Well, stay tuned for some Yellow Card, and we'll have the sermon discussion up next.
You keep the air in my lungs, floating along as a melody comes, and my heart beats like timpani drums, keeping the time while a symphony strums. And I'm drying out, crying out, this isn't how I go. Hurry now, lay me down, and let these waters flow.
You see, when we fail to see Jesus and God in the same light, we reduce him to something smaller than he really is. Do we see Christ as God incarnate, the Word becoming flesh who says, follow me? Or do we just see him as a good guy who every once in a while, you know, gives to the poor, he feeds the hungry. Man, that guy, he gave some good sermons. And you know what? When I feel bad about myself, man, Jesus is there to lift me up. And the great thing is that on a good day, we can totally have a proper view of Jesus. And on a good day, we can look at this and we can go, yeah, I understand that this logos, this word is Christ. But on a bad day, we can reduce him to something smaller. On a bad day, we can reduce him to a bumper sticker on a car. Or in 2005, we reduced him to just our homeboy on a t-shirt. I mean, our Jesus is sometimes too small. We need to broaden our view of Jesus. We must look at him as the creator of the universe, the one who was and is God.
All right, that was a clip from yesterday's sermon that our very own Christian Warren gave.
Sorry I didn't make a shout out for the Spoutcast.
Yeah, well, you should have, Christian. You got the mic all to yourself.
So how do you feel, Christian, for three? You did it three times, right?
I did it three times, yeah. I did once at midweek and two at the PM services. I felt much better at the PM services than I did at midweek. Too bad they record your midweek stuff. Yep. But we re-recorded the five, so that's good. Fine. And then Greg taught at Clovis, correct? Yep. And Dale taught at North AM, and Andrew taught over at Fig.
And cool. Jeff Doolittle taught at Kingsburg.
Yeah, and so we're doing this new summer series. Maybe do you want to explain it, Jane or Sarah? Sarah, can you explain it?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you go for it, Sarah?
I'm actually pretty excited about our summer series. It's called He Is, and it is about Jesus in the Old Testament. And so yesterday was just kind of an intro. And Greg, I don't know if this is what you did, Christian, but he started out with just asking the question, where is Jesus first seen in the Bible? And many people would think, oh, Bethlehem, Luke 2, right, or, you know, when he's born. But really, Jesus is seen in the very, very beginning of the Bible. And Jesus is all throughout the Old Testament if you know where to look and how to read it. So I'm really excited to see how Jesus really is throughout all of time, really.
Yeah, I think it's cool because last April, Sarah and I went to the Gospel Coalition conference where it talked about Jesus through the Old Testament and what does that look like? How does that apply to our lives today?
Yeah.
Even like taking it back to like when Alistair Begg spoke on Ruth and like so many good things from that. I'm excited to see like this point of view on Say the next weeks.
The context is not necessarily Jesus in the Old Testament. I think it's us looking at Jesus throughout all of the Bible. And so correlating the New Testament with the Old Testament and kind of bouncing back and forth between the two, because it's kind of this pre-incarnate Jesus in the Old Testament. And so we want to see how they correlate with the New Testament. And
I think that is such a good thing to do because so often we'll just see like, oh, my Bible, okay, the New Testament, that's Jesus. And that's where we learn how to live our life. And then the Old Testament, that's just a bunch of stories.
Right.
And like, that's kind of how our brain categorizes it. But really it is one holistic thing. And this is a good way to do that.
Yeah. And so the reason why we're doing this is so that we can point out kind of seven different areas that we can kind of point out to, here's Jesus throughout the context of your whole Bible. And so the first week was just this first initial introduction and just looking at, like, Jesus was from the beginning. He is God and he existed from the beginning. And we have to view Jesus in light of that. So that's kind of the first one. And then second one, we're going to focus on Jesus as, like, the supernatural. And the supernatural is not a great word for the sermons, but it's like glimpses of Jesus in the Old Testament. So Jesus appears kind of in different spots in the Bible. We you know, the context of, you know, Rakshak and Benny, and they're going into the burning fire or whatever, and there's this angel of the Lord in there, and we're like, well, what is that? Well, we make the correlation that, well, that is a pre-incarnate Jesus. You know
what
I mean?
And we have good reason to believe so.
Yeah, it's not we as in the well, like scripture is pointing to this is the pre-incarnate Jesus. Sure. Sorry. Second week, which is, I'm teaching again on that one, it's called He is the Promise, meaning that Christ is the promise of salvation all the way back to the first sin. And so, like, kind of this gospel message, but in the context of Genesis, not in the context of the New Testament.
Now, you're doing midweek 5 and 7 again?
That one, I'm just doing the AM services at North.
Who's doing PM, Jordan?
Jared Rumley is actually doing PM. And then after that, Brad is going to teach on atonement, and He is the Redeemer. And then we're going to have another week called He is Emmanuel. And then we'll kind of close out the series with He is the Lamb and He is the Lion. And I'm doing the Lamb at midweek and all North services.
Wow, look at you hitting three times.
Lots of teaching. So I'm excited. And the last week is the Lion. And just looking at the correlation between this loving kind of lamb that was sacrificed for our sins, and then the context of Jesus as the Lion throughout Old Testament all the way into kind of like Revelation even. So
I don't know why, but like talking about Jesus in those ways gets me like sentimental almost. Like oh, that's our Savior. Like that's we get to call Him friend. Like I don't know, that gets me like really pumped
up. And what's cool is that the our hope is that at the end of the series, and we did this in Israel. I don't know if you guys did this in Israel, but we took our Bibles. Everybody had these little Bibles, and there was a page in the beginning of the Bible that said the Old Testament. And like what we did was we ripped out the page that said the Old Testament. We ripped out the page that said the New Testament. Yeah. And it's like, it's the whole Bible. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so there's no separation between the two, but we oftentimes get them confused. Yeah. So.
And it's cool to see how Jesus is the thing that ties it all together, because he's spoken of in Genesis 3 or Genesis 1, but specifically in Genesis 3 and then in Revelation.
And you would be surprised, like, after my midweek message, not so much at the 5 and the 7, but after my midweek message, I had a few people come up to me and just say, like, I have never been taught that before.
That's cool.
Like, I come from a Catholic background, and that is not what is taught. And so I think that some of the stuff might be very new. Like this
mind-blowing.
This concept of the gospel presented in Genesis 3, I mean, it's like, how does that work? But
I learned that in residency, but before that, I mean, I grew up in church. I'd never heard that before. Yeah. Like, I almost fell out of my chair when I saw, oh my gosh, Jesus is in Genesis.
Yeah. So it's all these little things where we're just pointing to Christ all throughout scripture. And the reason why we're taking a break from 1 Corinthians is just, I mean, it's good to get a bunch of new different teachers up there. Mm-hmm. We're going to try not to do video at all over the summer, except for like 1 week, just to get teachers a time to have the opportunity to teach. I think it's a great growing thing. Mm-hmm. And you guys get to hear from different people. Yeah.
So are you guys there's 4 different teachers yesterday. Did you guys all go off the same type of notes, or how did you keep that unified?
Yeah. So Greg was kind of the, he was the guy that basically gave us, here's the passage we need to go through. I'm assuming Greg went through John 1, 1 through 3, and tied it back into Genesis 1. Yeah. And so that's what everybody's task was. Do those 2 verses, and in whatever form or shape you do it, but the C note, we call it, or the sum, like the, what the people should walk away with is this context of, is our Jesus too small, and does he need to become bigger?
Yeah,
so,
I thought Greg did a great job of that.
So, maybe let's dialogue. You guys dialogue, and I'll jump in here and there. Yeah. But this week's sermon, and let's not try and jump ahead to the next seven, but let's just focus on this week one here. So
I feel like we just had a really long intro for our.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my sermon was the first 12 minutes was just an intro to the series, you know?
Mm-hmm. Christian did. I liked it because I totally tracked with you on how you were like taking us on the journey. Okay. Like, if you know me at all, you know I love movies. And have you seen The Avengers and the like.
Greg talked about The Avengers too.
Really?
It was from me.
Okay. Claimed it. And the Tree of Life and how it's like. So much character development so that you can go to that like next spot and just like tying that into the character development of Christ and like how he's seen here and here and here. I liked that just because that like my mind worked that way too.
Right. And I was figuring people could understand what character development is.
Absolutely.
I don't know how he used his Avengers reference, but
he didn't go into a ton of detail about like character development a little bit, just saying like if you jumped into the middle of Avengers, you might be able to pick it up only if you've seen the previous movies, but if you need to start from the beginning of it, so
totally same thing.
Everything in context.
Yeah. And that's how Andrew did it as well and Dale did it as well. Okay. So
Andrew did Avengers too?
Not Avengers, but the context of, you know, you just pick something up and you come in the middle of it and you're like, I don't get it. I don't understand it, you know, so.
Something I really like that Greg did, was a science teacher before he was a pastor. And so he talked about, I don't know if you did this, but he talked about how big or how small we are and how big the universe is. Mm. And so he talked about how we are one, like the Milky Way is one of billions of galaxies, and to cross one light year is going around the Earth 7.5 times, and it's 100,000 light years across the Milky Way, and there's billions of other galaxies in the universe. So, and he's just painting a picture of how tiny we are and how Jesus was a part of the creation of
that.
Have you ever seen that Francis Chan video where he just keeps zooming out and zooming out and zooming out? Like I honestly, like I thought about doing that, but I think I always am in the context of teaching to students. And so it, as simple as I can make it, I try and do that. But I think that's a great point just to show him as the creator of us small individuals. Yeah. And yet he came and died for us, this minuscule part of the universe.
And the thing that affected me was that there's so many planets in this galaxy or in this universe. There's so many stars, but we're the only creature that he chooses to have relationship with.
Yeah.
Like we're tiny, tiny, tiny things in this humongous universe, but he chooses to love us. Mm-hmm. And that was like, I'd never really thought of it like that.
Now, Jane, I'll ask you an honest question. Okay. Is that fair? Oh, shoot. Shouldn't have said that. This is my second time teaching at the Well on the big stage. But and this was Greg's first. This I heard it was a scorcher. So it was like 100 degrees in the sanctuary.
Yeah, our ACs broke at Clovis.
Jeremiah compared Greg teaching to like a old like Southern Baptist preacher who has like a towel in his pocket. It's like, I've been to the mountain. Ha! You know, he like wipes his legs like, and we're gonna, you know, like, and it's just like,
I thought he was gonna pass out at one point
because he was breathing so heavily because it was so
hot. And he's under
hot.
The lights, and he's bald, and so you can see everything just glistening. And I was dying. I was sitting in the dark in the seat. So, anyways.
So
you're gonna ask me something?
Yeah, just your context. I mean, this is maybe the not appropriate time to do this, but for me, what's some good feedback for me? Is there any feedback? And it's always good because. I think myself and Greg, we represent all these teachers that are teaching really for some of us for the first time. And so what are some things, we're not Brad, we're not PJ. So what are some things we can learn and grow from using me as an example? Let's not tear apart Greg because he's not here. So
are you going to share the feedback that you got from someone on Facebook?
I'll share that in a second. Okay. Go for it, Jane.
Well, I mean, off the cuff, I can't think of anything. I thought you did a great job. Because I know you, I laugh at your speaker voice because it's just different.
Totally, totally different.
I mean, you like...
PJ's the same way. Have you ever noticed that?
You guys like reach this like low, soft voice. And you get kind of breathy like, and God did
But it's an intense whisper.
Yeah, but
Dave
like,
is laughing over there. He's loving it.
There's a part of it where I'm like, Yes, he did, Christian.
someone at the seven.
I know. Say it. You were like, "Is your view of God too small?" And he's like, "Bring it."
And like he said, somebody said, "Like bring it or preach it." And yeah. I literally stopped for like 6 seconds, and I'm like, "What? Like, did somebody just say something?"
Yeah,
and
someone totally said, "Bring it to you."
And then I kept moving, but like I paused for 5 or 6 seconds. Like, I didn't know what just happened.
You went fine. Like you pulled good. It off fine. I thought you did a great job. I thought, thank you, Jane. Kelly Moore even texted me in the middle of service. Sorry,
she's our sitting, kids like, connection.
Yes, we need to get her on here. That'd be fun.
Yeah, let's do it. I'll talk to her. And she was like, "He's throwing it. Like he's really doing a great job." So,
oh, that's nice.
I think, like I always forget that you're younger.
Yeah,
and I think that this is just one more thing where it's like you just don't realize that you're younger than the rest of. Almost the whole staff.
And yeah. Pastors, at least. Yeah.
Like, you definitely, you have a maturity that you are able to, like, communicate well, even to older people. Mm-hmm. You're able to communicate clearly, and you just carry yourself in your presence and your knowledge of being more mature than your age, I guess.
Compliments galore here. Thank you, Jane.
I really enjoyed it. I thought you did
well,
a great job.
Well, thank you. I was going to say, so I taught midweek, which was a much older crowd.
Sure, a lot and older.
And midweek for me was hard.
I bet.
5 and 7 was a cakewalk for me. Like, I felt way more comfortable. But midweek was like, it's just, they're tables, and so they're not turned facing you. It's a little weird. And so,
well, Anna's your first one.
It's my first one. And what's funny is I gave the sermon, got in the car to drive high school kids to a pool party that we had gone to because I taught and then went straight to this high school event. And so I get in the car. I literally sit down. We're not even out of the parking lot. And Lacey goes, "Okay, you ready for some critiques?" And
I'm like,
"No, it's great. That's like that's how she is." So she gave me a lot of good feedback. And some of the feedback was like, there was a few points where you were repetitive and talked a little fast. I think you were nervous. And then the rest of it was great or whatever. So that's like my critique from my wife. And so Brad posts this something on Facebook. About me. And it was kind of like weird because it was like, "Hey, we drove by the North Campus and my daughters asked who's teaching at midweek. And I said, Christian is." And then they said, Brad's daughter said, "You go, redhead." And like, I was like, "What the
heck?" Right, redhead, bring it. Like that.
And then he posted
that
this
picture
like,
of you from that Christmas party in your like Dumb and Dumber suit.
Yeah, he posted this like odd photo of like, why would you post this? But anyways.
He doesn't listen to this, so it doesn't matter.
No,
it
doesn't. And so then like 3 or 4 people comment like, "He did a great job," or "Great job," like, "You should get him to teach more." And so like really my confidence level was like, this is great, you know? I checked it like, I don't know why. I think I was still on the page and I was like closing out. And so like I scrolled down and somebody had written like, "Oh man, Christian did such a great job. It's just like, you should really get him in the rotation. He's great." You know, the only thing though is that
he repeats himself
a little too much. Probably someone should talk to him about how fast he talked, but he was really good.
If he had
a mentor, he would be fine. You know what I mean?
Under the guidance of a mentor, those habits can be broken.
Yeah, and so it's like a
compliment. I could totally see how he meant like that as a compliment.
Oh, I definitely think he meant the guy meant it as a compliment.
And he's an older gentleman.
CompuSalt is what we'll call it.
CompuSalt.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
It was just really funny. We had all a good laugh in the office about it.
Yeah, we did.
It,
Dale
like.
Definitely.
Yeah, Dale.
He loved that one. I feel like funny. Any chance Dale has to like really like dig into you, he
goes
loves
for
it.
Yeah. So the one thing I was going to say before we maybe close out, and whether you heard a sermon at Clovis Fig North, this sermon, I would argue if you don't hear this sermon, the next 6 or 7 aren't going to make sense without this first one. And I think that there's a reason why these are in a certain order. And so if you miss the first one, I don't see next week everybody giving a recap on what we talked about. But this really gives an intro into the entire series and into the concept of Jesus in the Old Testament and Jesus as God, as the creator, and as someone who pre-incarnate appears throughout the Old Testament. So if you miss this one, I would argue the next six or seven are going to be tougher for you to jump into.
Listen to it again on the website.
Yeah.
And you even said something that I think ties in well with that view. You said, I wrote it down, Jesus didn't come and die to be reduced to something smaller than God. And I think that in that sense, like, because this message is like a precursor to so much more in the next 7 weeks, like that same view of like, Jesus is equal, like they're the same, and like that's just going to be continued throughout the series. So yeah, if you didn't listen, like definitely go on the website and listen to this one.
I'm not sure whose message. I know I was recorded, but I know that they also audio recorded Greg and all the
because I
want
to hear you and Andrew speak too. Hey, and Jeff too.
At least go on the website, and a sermon will be there. So check that out.
Same topic, just delivered differently.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to put it throughout the summer. The topic is the same. It is delivered differently. Sure. Different communicators. Greg and I are different styles, but I looked at his sermon and we had very similar ways to go about it. Yeah. So you were at the seven, right?
Yeah, I was.
This is the last thing. Sarah, you were not at the seven.
No.
Worship second set was like killer, right?
Yeah, it was good.
Super good.
Two songs.
5 o'clock?
Really?
Like, I don't know what happened, but...
Well, the crowd's totally different.
Okay, but, like, 7 o'clock was off the hook. Like, I was, like, getting into it.
Yeah, it was great.
So.
And they did one of your communion songs.
What's
Water, we turned it...
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. So...
Christian was all over that one.
Eyes of the blind.
It was a good song, though.
They played that?
Yeah.
I love that song.
Well, that was how I ended my sermon.
Yeah, that was our last song.
I said we needed to, as a body... look at God in the context of the same guy that turned water into wine, that opened the eyes of the blind. And so that's why when we sing this song, we're like, our God is greater, but we're viewing him
as... I probably would have just started crying.
So it was, I asked Chris to play it, but I was not expecting that big of a response at the seven. Yeah, so it was really cool. If you haven't heard the sermon, check it out. And, I think that this is going to be good in here talking about what sermons we heard from which communicator. Hmm. So let's make sure that wherever service we're at, we just we understand that everybody's going to communicate differently, but the same C note or the same topic's going to be the same.
For sure.
So, all right, guys. Next week, Jordan is teaching, and Dave Obwald's teaching.
Nice.
Dave Sather is teaching.
Nah. Sorry, we ran out of time for that one.
Yeah. And I think maybe Jared is teaching as well. I'm not really sure, but it'll be a good week next week.
I should know this.
Yeah, it's all right.
I don't remember.
All right, stay tuned for some spout outs, and we will close out the show.
Well, no, I think we're going to interview Coleman first.
We are going to interview Coleman first. You're absolutely right. I'm a dummy. So, and you guys have some history together, I hear.
We do. We have some working history.
Like, what kind of history?
Working. I'll just say that again. Working.
So, all right. I was just making sure. All right. So stay tuned for that. Welcome back. We are here with Coleman Diffendurfer. Coleman has been a volunteer, at the well for, seems like 6 years. Seven?
Seems like
you're
six, seven?
No. I feel like you've been here for 6 or 7 years at the well, right?
A while.
A long time. And Coleman's been a volunteer in the junior high ministry for about that long. And you were a volunteer before I even came in about 4 years ago. So... And you've been around a while.
Correct.
And Coleman currently is, you are our one of our WSM interns, right?
Yes.
And so before we get into interns and internships and all of the above, why don't we just hear a little bit about you, okay? So first off, have you ever listened to the Spoutcast?
Once.
Is that a lie?
It's a lie. You it might be a lie.
What episode?
And you said
I've listened to half of one Spoutcast.
And then this is what was said to me today. I've never seen a Spoutcast before.
I've never seen a Spoutcast.
Do you mean here? Yeah, whatever.
Which episode was it, Coleman?
I don't remember.
Now, this was Coleman. Coleman,
yeah,
like,
made a good impression.
This, over the last 2 weeks, I had Parker and Jeremiah on. I had Daly on. And Coleman was like, what, you're not going to put me on the Spoutcast? And I'm like, so I felt like you needed to, you know, get seen on the Spoutcast, right? So,
yeah, people need to see you.
That's why I put on my nice shirt.
There's a camera in here that shows everybody. Now, Coleman, give us a little background about yourself. I know you're not from Fresno, so how'd you get here?
Well, I originally grew up in Georgia and then moved to Southern California in junior high and then came to Fresno for
like
Fresno
the OC?
State. What?
The OC? Southern California?
Yeah, like the OC, but not really.
Okay.
What part of Southern California?
Westlake Village, so like northeast of LA-ish.
Oh. Did you ever come to Hume as a camper?
I've never ever been to Hume. I've just
Did you go to Harbor High?
No, I went to Westlake High.
Okay.
In Westlake Village.
All right. Harbor High is from the OC.
That makes so much sense.
Keep going.
Crazy.
I didn't know that you were from Georgia.
But before I was so rudely interrupted, I was saying.
Oh.
He says, you say y'all every once in a while, don't you?
Occasionally a y'all will slip out. In fact, yeah. I'm going back to Georgia this Wednesday. Oh, so when I get back, the accent will be like full force. It'll be bad.
Okay.
And then you'll come back here and you'll be talking again.
Yes, it'll be bad, bad.
It'll start with, hey, y'all, and then it'll go, sup, bro? Is that the transformation?
I'm
going to
like throw
in
a dude everywhere or something like that.
Like a dude ranch.
All right. So from junior high, Southern California, how'd you get to Fresno from there before I rudely interrupted you?
Got to Fresno. I was in marching band, and Fresno State had a marching band. So my requirements for colleges were they had to have a marching band and they had to be within an hour of Yosemite. So Fresno State was the only college at the time that met that requirement. So Fresno
Stanislaus State didn't win that one, huh?
Stanislaus State, I don't think existed
it
yet.
No, yeah, neither did. Neither did. Stanislaus has been around for a long time.
Well, they didn't have a marching band at the time. Then.
Oh, okay.
So
Turlock, you don't want to live in Turlock?
Yeah.
That's more than an hour away from Yosemite.
It is.
What, is it?
What did you play in marching band?
I was a trombone player.
Ah.
Why don't you ever do trombone?
76 trombones.
Why don't you ever do trombone with the worship band?
I think I haven't played the instrument in a while, and I'm probably not up to snuff.
And your freshman year, you met a girl, correct?
My sophomore year. I met a girl.
You met a girl.
I watched Sarah Wells,
in fact.
Sarah Wells? Not Sarah Mel Wells, but...
And Sarah and I would have lunch together every Wednesday.
Now, wait a second. How'd you guys meet?
Whoa. We worked together. We were both RAs in the dorms.
Okay.
And but I watched his love bloom with Paige, his wife.
This is true.
Paige Montague.
Mm-hmm. Well, Diffenderfer, because we're married.
Right. So you guys, honestly, you guys dated for a long time.
We dated for 4.5 years.
Really?
It got to the point where her like aunts would be like, so when are you going to ask type of thing?
Okay.
So it was like the family was ready for us to get married. So but we weren't yet.
I think it's funny, but I think you should maybe just share real quick, just a quick glimpse on how did you end up proposing to Paige?
How did I propose? Well,
more so, what were you wearing when you proposed?
It's not what I was wearing. It was what I presented to her. So we went to Yosemite, and she just
which is an hour away from Fresno.
Which is an hour away from Fresno. And in fact, this was I had planned this proposal even before I got to college. This was all part of the why I had to go to Fresno State.
Okay.
Not really though.
Okay.
All right. But so. We go to Yosemite a lot, and it was our anniversary, our dating anniversary, I guess. And so we were just going to Yosemite. And like a year prior, we were at a Bass Pro Shop. Go Bass Pro Shop.
In Manteca.
Those are like amusement parks in there. They're so cool.
They're incredible.
For people who are into that stuff, they're amusement parks. For people who aren't into that stuff, it's like, get me out of here.
Yeah, they've got look at the
pistol range.
It's a glorious
I kind of don't like Bass Pro Shops.
Oh, well.
All right.
Anyways, continue, Coleman.
Keep going, Coleman.
interrupted again.
No dead space on the air.
Bass Pro Shops.
All right, so Bass Pro Shop, Paige saw these adult onesie pajamas, and she thought they were nice or whatever. And so I'm like, got it. And so I bought her a pair of adult onesie pajamas. And she is an unusual person in that she has two middle names, meaning if you were to monogram her initials on pajamas, it would be Paige, Henri Beyer Montague. So I did PHM or PHBM, and then I had hyphen D question mark. Monogrammed on the onesie, and then these were.
Wait, say that again. P H D M.
No, Paige Henri Beyer Montague. So P H B M hyphen D question mark. So like,
gotcha.
Do you want Diffenderfer to be your last name?
I got you.
And then these were fancy footy pajamas. They had the butt flap, old school style.
Oh,
and so across the flippy flappy was "Will you marry me?"
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
So.
And
did
then
she?
I gave it to her, and she looked at me, and this is what she said. Really? And that was it. And so I'm like, yes, no, like, answer. And then she said yes.
But now she, probably in the moment she was like, you're really doing this. But now she looks back and she thinks it's really cute and it was awesome.
I think she probably thinks it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but that's you.
Watch it. You guys are so funny together. Like, you guys just do the silliest things and laugh. Okay, what were you guys for Halloween one year when we worked there? Nature Boy and
Nature Girl.
Yeah, they dressed up in like leaves and crawled around like
it was
monkeys.
A toddler's lion costume with pantyhose. Yes.
Yeah. So I think it's like I asked Paige about it one time and she thought it was like funny. She had a smile on her face the whole time, so I wouldn't feel bad about it. I mean, all of us in here were like, ugh, but you know, for you, I'm just
I don't think maybe the timing of the proposal took her off guard. I don't think the way it was done.
Yeah,
she was probably
it's cute.
Expecting something not normal. So.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I think I love you, Coleman, is because you just kind of march to your own drum. You kind of do your own thing. And we, over the last 3 years, I think you and I are about as polar opposite of people as it gets out there. And, you know, we're both persisters. And so typically whenever Coleman's in the black, I'm usually in the white. Whenever I'm in the black, Coleman's in the white. But we've found a way to really ultimately get along with each other. And I think WSM has been successful, I think, with you on the team. And you've been, gosh, I think you've led a life group almost every single year in WSM, right? So you've seen a lot of kids go. I feel like the juniors that will graduate next year, that will be your first junior high class that you've seen graduate, right?
Yeah, this senior class coming up this,
yeah,
year
this next
was
year.
My first life group.
Yeah. So, Coleman, you've been doing an internship for now 6 months, I'd say.
Yep.
Coleman, just to toot his own horn for a second, Coleman essentially did Farkle Ball himself. Like, I did not do anything other than just show up.
Coleman and Parker.
Well, I'm trying to give you some credit here.
Shout out to the Parker.
All right. So
it's a spout out when you're here.
Yeah. Excuse me, a spout out.
Yeah, people need to see you.
And so you've just really been taking on a lot of responsibility. And so you've been in this internship for now 6 months, right?
Right.
How's that been going?
It's great. I'm learning a lot, kind of developing or learning about our view of ministry and how we do ministry within WSM. And then learning about, you know, when, you know, one day if, you know, I get to have my own youth ministry or something like that, learning how to apply that type of thing
right.
to a situation like that. So learning a lot, have a lot of fun, work with great people. So.
Now, one of the things is that, and Coleman's been around, I guess, for the evolution of this, but we are starting, we've had an internship program in the past at The Well, and we're starting like a new internship program here at The Well. And Coleman, unless for some crazy reason something happens, you're going to be part of this internship program.
Right.
And Coleman's really going to be focusing on student ministries, but I would say the internship program is for anybody in any ministry, right? What are some things that you've already experienced, but you're looking forward to next year in the internship?
Just learning, like Christian said, like I was able to plan Farkle Ball and given a lot of freedom in how that happened. Just learning how to do events like that and kind of get more of that planning of events, planning of camps, that kind of stuff, get a little more of that under my belt so that when it's time to meet a fly on my own, that I've got the experience to
right.
do that and do that well.
Yeah.
Do you think you want to do this for like long term, like as a job one day?
Yeah, definitely looking at vocational youth ministry in the future. So
I think Coleman would be a great youth pastor. I think you're just like, you're an ideal guy for churches in the sense that, man, you have been a volunteer forever. And I think you've seen almost every intricate piece of student ministries that can be seen. And now you're like planning our summer. And it's like, gosh, like you're essentially doing some of the things that we would have already been doing. You know what I mean? What do you think, Sarah? You think he could do it?
Absolutely.
And I think that the internships only help better your craft a little bit and help, I think, grow you as a leader. And I think it's great for you. And Coleman, you went through a residency program, right?
Correct.
Same year that
with
I did.
With Sarah.
That's right.
Apparently me and Coleman are and Dave Johnson.
And Dave Johnson.
Spout out. Not the same year as Dave, though, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Same year.
All of
that
us.
Is correct. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You guys have got some history.
Yeah, apparently. I didn't quite realize that we have so much history.
Has Paige gone through residency?
Not yet. She's possibly going to do it this year, maybe.
Now, part of the requirements for our internship program next year is residency and or academy. And for you, you've already done that, so that won't be part of your requirement. But we'll see you in the offices on Tuesdays, right? And then...
Yep.
What?
Yep.
And then other days, we will see you in when it works with your schedule and whatnot, but... I'm just excited for next year, Coleman. I feel like you teach more than any other person in student ministries besides me, maybe. Would you agree with that?
I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not a lot.
Way to be confident
but,
there.
Coleman, you've taught a bunch. Like, I just feel like over the years, kids look at you as just another guy in the student ministries and not just another small group leader. I think they elevate you more towards like me and Parker, Jeremiah and Coleman. You know what I mean? Yes? What are you giggling about?
I don't know.
Like, do you remember we did this video? This is mean a little bit. You guys know how Jeremiah's really sensitive?
Yeah.
Well, we did this video in junior high where we asked all the kids, who do you like better, Parker or Jeremiah? Aww. But we told all the kids, just say Parker. And
that is not...
It's funny. It was super funny. I'll tell you why it was funny.
It was funny until Jeremiah cried.
Well, yeah.
But throughout the whole video, everybody said
Jeremiah
Parker.
Didn't really cry.
Oh, Parker's the best. Oh, I love Parker. Because we told all the kids to say, but one of the kids refused to say Parker, and he was like, Coleman, for sure.
I paid him $20 to say it, though.
So this whole video is like, Parker, 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 Coleman, Parker, 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 Parker. And so Jeremiah's just like, clearly it's a joke. It's funny. Afterwards, a few kids walk up to Jeremiah and go, hey, man, if they would ask me, dude, I would have said Jeremiah. And it was like so funny, but before the video, I had to warn Jeremiah and go, hey, man, just so you know, don't get your feelings, sir.
Has anybody else noticed over this interview how low my mic has gotten?
It just keeps sinking a little bit. We'll fix it after
this. We should take a picture of what Jane's doing right now.
Yeah. Coleman, I just want to say if you have students in the student ministries and they are involved in our summer programs, Coleman's doing all of that, correct?
Yep.
Pool party, should, success.
You
pool
should
party.
Tell your students to listen to the Spoutcast.
We did a pool party. We did watermelon games.
You're doing Skywalk.
Doing Skywalk tomorrow. And then and we got kickball coming up.
That's so many things.
Water wars, egg nights. Lots of fun stuff.
Egg nights?
Those are for junior high. High school, we've got a couple other things.
High school's different.
High school is the pool party. High school, we're going to Skywalk. We got some barbecues this summer. And yeah, Coleman, do you feel like now that you've been on the Spoutcast, you got it out of your system and it's like... Man, I don't have to complain.
I feel like a new man.
Totally.
What I feel like.
Like, right. You can mark that off your bucket list.
I could, and it's going on the resume. Like,
absolutely.
I was on the Spoutcast.
We could be references.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just Sarah, because I feel like you know Sarah from like.
She would say that we had lunch together every Wednesday.
Yes, this is true.
6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Well, Coleman, I appreciate you coming on, and I'm excited for the internship for you next year. And I know that WSM and a few other ministries are going to have a lot of interns on staff as well, and we're excited for that. And so I just love that you're like, game on, dude. Whatever it takes, like, I'm going to do it. I'm going
to
get ministry. Yeah, there you go, man. Thanks for being here.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hello, friend. It's been too long. And every town sings the same sad song. Left.
There's a place off ocean.
Oh my god.
Is that why you asked to take this segment?
I have a story for you.
No, I don't have necessarily a story, but before we get into some spout outs, I was thinking it would be funny. We've got to start a campaign to get Dave Sather on this show.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what if we offered him cookies?
I mean, we've got to think of something. So, like, from now until he's on the show, we got to come up with something like, all right, we'll see you next week, Dave.
Yes.
And
Dave Johnson knows him pretty well. Dave, do you know any secret things that we could get for him?
I think when he has his kids, maybe we could talk to him about triplets or whatever. Maybe not. No?
I mean, I don't know if that'll get him on the show.
I mean, we could talk to him about, like, he really likes his 4Runner.
Yeah, he likes a lot of things, and for some reason...
Dave Johnson shaking his head, no.
So, from now on, we're just going to say, like, we'll see you next week, Dave, and hope that he's on the show next week.
Yes. Yeah.
Because one of these days, it's going to ring true, and, right?
Sure. But then, when he comes on, it'll be like the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yeah. Well,
oh, when we say, we're out of time.
Yeah. So if you don't know the frame of reference, like Kimmel at the end of his show always says, like, and sorry we ran out of time for Matt Damon. And if you've never watched the show and you watch it for the first time, you always go like,
Matt Damon was supposed to be on the show.
They bumped Matt Damon. Yeah. Bummer, man. And so
okay. I just watched We Bought a Zoo this weekend.
Really good, right?
It was good, but Matt Damon has lost his flair.
Well, I think he, you know, look at him in different movies, though.
Yeah. Because
in the Ocean movies, he's great.
Who was that other guy?
Brad Pitt.
It was like Matt and...
Oh, Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And it was, because
of Good Will Hunting?
Yeah.
Ben Affleck
they're best buddies.
Definitely overshines Matt Damon.
I'm a bigger fan of Ben Affleck for a lot of reasons.
I'm a huge fan of Ben Affleck. He's a Family Guy and married to Jennifer Garner, my best friend.
You guys just want to keep talking Ben Affleck? Because, like, I'm all game, he's...
Okay, sorry. We can move on.
Yeah, we should probably move on.
Shout out is for Ben Affleck this week.
Time out. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner met on the set of Elektra or on the set of Daredevil?
Oh, Daredevil, because that came first.
Which are both horrible movies.
Right, and she was with Matthew Vartan.
Yeah, Matthew Vartan from Alias.
Yeah, before that she was with Scott What's-His-Face from Felicity. So she
Scott
was a little...
Scott Speedman?
Yeah, she was a little shady.
Right now.
Yeah.
All I gotta say is I think Ryan Reynolds is dreamy.
Yeah, I like Ryan Reynolds too. All right, Sarah, hit us with a spout out. Or is Ben Affleck our spout out?
Ben Affleck was our spout out. Another real life person, well, he's live, but, you know, not here. Lacey Warren, we're going to give a spout out to you because she tagged the spout cast in her Instagram photo.
I believe that's the first time somebody's ever done that.
Yeah.
Did she tag it?
I tagged it because she didn't know that there was a tag for it, but she tagged all the members
all of
the spout cast.
Because she was on a bike ride and laughing because she was listening to the spout.
Laughing out loud.
Out loud.
Every time we do spout outs, I feel like that commercial. Here's to you, Mr. Painter Man.
I had a student in high school ministry come up to me and tell me, hey, I heard you guys gave me a shout out on your podcast. And I was like, sure did, dude. But ooh. I think it was Brett and Cody.
It was Brett.
Yeah. So I think the spout outs, you know, it's word of mouth. It gets out there.
Here's the thing. Cody was going to come to Skywalk, but Cody's doing this.
A running
like,
camp.
Yeah. For the Olympics.
Yeah.
So I texted him. I was like, Code, this is the deal. Like, this is what we're going to do. Because yesterday he was like, tell me what we're going to do. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Because Brett's going to Haiti.
That's right. Yeah.
So, he was like, I'd love to, but I can't for the next month or else.
What a bummer. Well, hey, this has been a good spout cast.
This has been great.
I feel like you've enjoyed it a lot this week.
I got a lot of praise, so, you know, it's like no big deal. Got to talk about Jennifer Garner, Ben Affleck.
Right.
What more could we want in a spout cast?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Kevin Tinken.
Yeah, we could.
Oh, right.
We all looked at his empty chair.
Hey, so if you do have an Instagram, which I know more and more people have an Instagram, we have like 55 followers on Instagram, guys.
Awesome.
So that's a big deal.
Big deal.
Wow.
Almost as many followers as episodes.
We're on 61 today. That's right. So if you don't have an Instagram, you should get an Instagram and add us on Instagram. We post a picture every week from the show. We also have our Facebook, facebook.com/spoutcast, twitter.com/thespoutcast. Instagram is the Spoutcast as well.
Email us.
You could people don't email us, but you could email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com.
That email used to get so much love.
I know.
And
I know.
For all questions, go to thewellcommunity.org.
This was the story I wanted to share.
Go for it.
Before we close out the show. Okay. So Wednesday night, I taught midweek, right?
Yeah.
Midweek's on a Wednesday, right?
Right.
So like I gave my sermon, no hiccups, didn't really mess anything up. I had like one little hiccup in my sermon. It was because I read something dyslexic. So I read backwards version of what I was supposed to say. And so I was like, yes, like I made it. But I was also campus pastor that night. So I came up and did announcements, gave all the announcements. I'm like, man, and visit thewellcommunity.org. This has been fun. Thanks for letting me teach. You guys have a good Sunday. The last word.
Did you laugh and like
Well, everybody
yourself?
Laughed at me. And you then I was this. Like, oh, Wednesday. And then I just walked off stage. That was it. That's so it funny. Was really embarrassing. This is The Spout.
And we'll see Dave Johnson next week.
We're out.
What?
So sweet Dave Sather.
Oh my gosh.
No, wait. We'll say.
We gotta do it again.
I'll say.
Are you gonna cut
I thought we
it?
Were no, just
let's,
saying.
No, let's do this again. Okay?
I thought that we were saying it to Dave Sather's
you
face.
Are. All right, so this is how we'll do it every week. I'll say, all right, Dave Sather, we'll see you next week. This is The Spout.
Okay. And we're out.
Try not to be